This is the best of CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
We are really looking forward to our next guest. He's going to join us on the Appliance Discounter phone lines. Ryan Leaf, considered one of the great college quarterbacks, and then also considered one of the biggest busts in NFL draft history, and has lived quite a life over the last two decades. But to his credit, he is now clean and sober for 4 years, and he is very proud to be the program ambassador for Transcend Recovery Community, and he is with us right now to talk it all over. It is our pleasure to welcome to the Appliance Discounter phone lines, Ryan Leaf. Ryan, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How's everybody doing?
We are doing very, very good. I've listened to some of the interviews that you have been doing. I've read about what's going on, and you just seem to be in perhaps as good of a place as you've been in your entire life. I don't know if that's a fair characterization, because maybe you'd go, no, the mid-90s were about as good as it gets. But how would you characterize where you are at this point in 2016?
I think that, that's great, but it's kind of irrelevant for what I'm trying to do. And because I think a lot of times when people are out there speaking or talking, it has a lot to do with themselves. And I was even caught up in that before. But if I always remember when I'm speaking to young adults or men and women that I take myself out of the equation, it usually makes me feel better because I'm being of service, and that was something I had never been my whole life.
What is it that got you turned around? Was there a one particular incident or something that that got you going on the straight and narrow?
Well, I think prison. I mean, I think that that had a large impact on me, one that I was at the moment not very happy about. Of course, I still was kind of playing the victim and blaming others for my actions, and wasn't taking any accountability for what I was doing. And it was probably the first time I had ever felt marginalized, where, you know, the judge just said, "We don't think you have any value to society. We're going to warehouse you. You are now a number." And I allowed that to kind of consume me for quite a while I was in there. And luckily enough, I had a great roommate at one point that just kind of, you know, yelled at me and told me to get my head out of the sand. And read a couple books, Unbroken, the book on Louis Zamperini. And those types of things that kind of motivated me and had me asking those existential questions while you're in there. What is it really all about? And I got the great opportunity when I got out to work for a company like Transcend, which preaches those values of accountability, spirituality, and community. And I didn't have any accountability. I was accountable to no one and nothing. I had no spirituality. In fact, I probably thought I was a god. And I had no community. Simply, I would just disappear for months on end and take pills. And now I'm surrounded by people who unconditionally love me and want to help others. And that keeps me in the service side of things. So, yeah.
And Ryan, do you think what happened in your NFL career, was it 100% due to off the field things? Or was it also just about getting there? And maybe you got there and you couldn't have the success that you had in college? Or do you think that most of that was because of what you were doing off the field?
Well, yeah, I'd like to blame my poor play on substance abuse, but I can't. I simply just didn't start using drugs until after I had retired. So for me, I was a drug addict long before I ever took a drug. In that, I mean, I behaved as such. So now that I know what an addict behaves like, I behave like one probably starting at 12 years old when I first got placed on a pedestal because I could throw a football. And things always came pretty easy to me. You know, don't get me wrong, I worked very hard to get to the NFL. But when I got there and when criticism and failure started to happen, I wasn't vulnerable or open enough to ask for the help that I needed. And it was my downfall. I just simply pushed rather than absorbed, and that was the reason why I just kept going down the wrong path of in my NFL career.
And people throw out that term bust. To me, that's, you know, obviously also all about expectations. If you were a guy who was undrafted or a seventh round pick and you played 4 years in the NFL, I think most people would look at that as a success. But when you have the high expectations from a high draft pick, that's obviously much different. How do you view that? Because even though you didn't have the success that you wanted in the NFL, you still got to be an NFL quarterback. There's only 32 starters out there. How do you kind of look at your career?
I look at my career as a failure. I do. Because of those things, people had many expectations of me. My expectations were through the roof. So, but that consumed me for so long. And in the end, it really is meaningless. I mean, it was a 6-year part of my life. I just turned 40. I have another, hopefully 40, 50 more. So, I sat in that for a long time, and it's just a moment. It was a big moment, but today I'm in another one. And I'll probably be honest with you here that if I had won, you know, 2 Super Bowls and had a successful football career, I don't know if I would have the impact on somebody, another human being, the way I do now. I just believe I'm more relatable, and that's makes me feel more like a human being, to be honest.
How are you received when you talk to people and tell them your story?
Well, I think that, you know, most, I haven't talked publicly a lot about my career, about my shortcomings. So when I do, I think it takes some people aback, like they weren't expecting that because of the perception of who I am that's out there, and that's very brash and arrogant and probably mean. And, you know, those are behavioral changes that come over time. It just took me a lot longer. And so when I do it now, I think it's well received, but that's not necessarily the point. I'm there to tell my story, and what anybody can take away from that to help them move forward. That's the objective, not to go, hey, everybody, look how good I'm doing. That's just not, I can't think about it in those terms anymore.
And Ryan, when you see or read about some of the things Johnny Manziel is going through and putting himself through, anything mimic what you were going through, and what would you, you know, advice would you give him, or have you tried to reach out to him to try and help him with what he's going through?
Yeah, anybody who's struggling, especially in such a public forum, of course I'd reach out to them and try to offer them any help I can, because a lot of times when I see behavior like that and in other people, to me it's like holding up a mirror a lot of times, because we all behave the same way when we're having those types of issues, and it's very relatable for me. And so, yeah, my hope is that there will be a surrender and some acceptance on his part. And my sponsor always tells me that once we get this figured out, we're the lighthouse. You don't see lighthouses running around the harbor looking for boats. They come to you because they want what you have. And that's, in my case, peace and a non-chaotic life, which are two things that just never existed for me. I mean, I created chaos, and that's the difference.
You say you created it. You think some of that was because of how good you were as a kid and growing up and in college and everybody giving you anything you wanted and telling you how great you were, and then maybe you just don't have any boundaries?
Yeah, it's a fine-edged sword on that. I don't think I get out of Montana and I am so successful in college and get to the NFL if I don't have that edge to me. Yet if you're not able to balance it the right way, you see how things fall apart. I mean, it's not a unusual story to see a successful athlete rise to amazing heights and then stumble. It happens all the time, because I don't think you really develop the life skills that others do until those falls happen. And once they do, you're very grateful for them. You're resentful at first, of course, like everybody. But I think when you come to accept that, I'm grateful that I went to prison, I'm grateful that I'm a drug addict, I'm grateful that I get this opportunity, it makes you a better person, because you have a completely different perspective on what being a human being is and how to interact with one another.
Ryan Leaf, kind enough to join us here on the Appliance Discounter phone lines. He is with us on CBS Sports 105.7 HD2 FM 920 AM and InsideSTL.com, and he's the program ambassador for Transcend Recovery Community. I oftentimes hear from people who have battled what you have battled, Ryan, say that, you know, the proverbial phrase is it's one day at a time, or some will say every day is a struggle. Is every day a battle for you? How would you characterize things now as far as that goes?
I wouldn't maybe characterize it as that. It is a day-by-day thing for me, and I think it's a guide to living for anybody to really work on day-to-day how you can become a better person. And for me, that's doing the little things, and that's, you know, being still, meditating, praying, being active, being of service, seeking help, seeing therapists. I mean, I do all the things that are necessary. It's a 180-degree lifestyle change for me, completely contrary action in everywhere I step. I got people that I trust who I know really care for me and have my best interests, and I listen to them. I don't know if I've ever really listened to anybody else but myself, which got me in trouble. So I listen to people who are smarter than me, and I try to then, after learning these things and having had a spiritual awakening, I carry this to other alcoholics, addicts, people with mental health disorders, so they can have a peaceful and non-chaotic life like me, and that's my hope.
Well, it seems to me that it's an awfully nice legacy to have, that after a guy having some early problems, you've come back and now devoted yourself to helping other people. So that has to make you feel pretty good about the way your life has changed.
It is. It's difficult. You know, I've been working with young men in recovery, and just in the past, you know, 2 months, there's been three of them who have passed away. So, I mean, this is a very serious disease, and I get frustrated at times because it doesn't seem like they can surrender. Their pride just holds on to them, and then they lose their life, and they're so young. And I really believe and have seen how precious a life is now. So it takes a toll, but I know that what I'm doing in this moment is what I can control. And I think that's important to remember and have perspective on, that you only can control your part of it. Just like my NFL career, I think that I could have blamed a lot of other people. But what part did I have in all that? And if I continue to look at things that way, on what part I had in it, accountability wise, I think that I'm going to be okay when it comes to things happening like that. It's just frustrating and sad.
You know, I said before the end of our 8 o'clock hour here locally that Ryan has a book, because I just assumed that we were having you on and you were promoting a book, which is standard operating procedure. But you did write a book, but it's not why you're on. You're doing this because this is what you do now, and it's not necessarily even like a job so much as it feels like it's just what you want to do to try to help people. In other words, the motives are pure, it seems. And I realize that's an awkward thing perhaps to say, but I think it's, if anything, it's a tribute.
I think so too. I think I did this. I got sober in 2008, and I got out to the public too quick, and somebody came to me pitching to sell a book, and I did it. And then while I was out there, I was pitching something. I was selling myself as this brand, and I'm not that. I hate that word brand. I'm the program ambassador for Transcend Recovery Community, and our goal is to help people help themselves. I mean, that's it. So by doing this, and not only by myself doing this, but by you guys having me on your show to talk about things that have a stigma in this country and are hard to look at, essentially, you guys have a big part in helping saving lives, because somebody might hear me on the radio, relate to something, and finally have the the strength and courage to ask for help. And that is such a huge step and was such a difficult one for me to take that step.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question, Ryan. Ryan Leaf's our guest. If there is somebody, and I would imagine there actually is, and probably more than one person, listening to this right now, hearing your voice, being familiar, at the very least, with your story, the rise, the fall, and now overcoming what you overcame, what step would you advocate someone taking if they are in that position right now?
Well, call us or reach out to us on our website, transcendrc.com. And it's important that you know that you don't have to do this alone, that there are so many people who care about you. I care about you because I know what this struggle is like. And there's a solution. It just a lot of times takes somebody else to intervene because you just can't do it because it's got such a hold on you. I simply couldn't. The authorities had to intervene with me. Otherwise, I was going to die and I was going to ruin people's lives. And I can be that guy. I can point you in the right direction. You won't believe the outreach that we've had by doing some of this media over the last month and a half of people reaching out to not only our facility, but our ability to reach out to other facilities if somebody else needs some different standard of care. We're not in the business of just like trying to make it work here. If somebody needs a standard of care that we just can't coordinate for them, we'll find a way to do so. And it's been amazing to see and hear and get some letters from wives, mothers, brothers, people we've helped that are taking that step because, boy, you know, being vulnerable is not a weakness. It is absolutely the biggest strength, and asking for help can only lead to greater things.
TranscendRC.com. If you are one of those people who believe you could be assisted by what Ryan is talking about with being the program ambassador for Transcend Recovery, TranscendRC.com is the place you can go. Ryan, what an incredible story, and we certainly appreciate you coming on our show and sharing it and advocating for your cause. We really appreciate it, man. Thank you so much.
No problem, guys. Got me up early. I love it.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, Ryan.
This is the best of CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
Happy birthday, sir.
Is that okay?
Well, Tim, Tony, okay? Hello. I'm Tim. Hello. It's lovely
okay
to meet you.
The Timber Fakes just showed up. Sorry, Adam.
Were they trumping me about this?
Well,
this
just, about any, just about anything.
Your old news.
You know. Sorry, try to find Timber another Fake player there on your own.
Yeah, but he doesn't have headphones on, so Tony Timberfake and Timberfake can't hear you. Do you have any messages you'd like me to relay?
Ask Tony if that's her natural hair color, or is she more like a sandy blonde?
Can you hear this, Tony? You're getting questions from the audience.
Brunette.
Make sure you talk into the mic. This was year two at the journalism school. You taught us how to talk.
I'm actually dark hair.
Is that right? I bet that looks hot.
I mean, I'm on the big St. Charles Motorsports with dark hair, the calendar.
Doug, you got to get your roots touched up a lot.
It's June.
Adam has a tip, a pro tip. What's the pro tip, Adam?
Get your roots touched up, or you're going to have a bunch of regrowth that's not in style anymore.
What?
He wants
the
roots.
Door?
It's this color, Adam.
Go on somewhere, man. You ain't sex, Lewis.
What's that about, man? I always supported you. Why are you going to come at me like that?
Get off the radio. I'd rather hear Mike Lee.
Wow,
bro. Wow. Send me a private Facebook message of your cutest picture. You're going to be on the Lindsville Jack Wagons. Gotta go.
All right, Adam.
Doug, what a wonderful presentation.
Yeah, boy, it's
9 o'clock
so
hour
disjointed
here. The Tease Farms 9 o'clock hour. Charlie, send your emails in the morning after at InsideSTL.com. So there's another spot for you to play in the Wiffle Ball Tournament on Saturday. Tony, it's a pleasure to meet you. Welcome.
Thanks. Pleasure. Thank you guys for having
sure
me.
Sure. Get up there close to that mic.
Well, this you guys, dang.
This is Doug. The one taking the pictures and video of you right now is the sea monster. He's the one wearing the 105.7 The Point shirt.
Yeah.
I'll give Tommy Mattern a call and see if I can find you a spot over there. HD2. And then that's Charlie Marlowe. You probably recognize him from the Two Fox. Do you watch a lot of the local news, Tony?
Channel 2 sometimes.
Yeah.
Doug!
Well, what's wrong with 4?
Oh, I don't know. I just never turned Channel 4 on.
Oh, you did.
Timber Fake, it's your birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, man. It's great to be here.
How old are you?
I can't talk about that.
How about
I'm
this?
Like, I don't age, man.
Because we were talking about this earlier, and I think we won't nail down the exact age, but you're between 30 and 35, correct?
Oh, no, not even close.
What?
I'm not 35, not close to
okay,
that.
Okay, but
no.
You're between 30, the age of 30.
Oh, yeah.
35.
Yeah, I'm Scottie Pippen.
There you go.
What the hell's that mean?
I don't know.
33.
Trey.
Jose Canseco.
All right.
Yeah. I got that baby face, you know.
So yeah, you do. I would have guessed you're like mid-20s.
Yeah. It's cool. I keep it sexy, you know. I got to keep that sexy moisturizer that keels, you know.
Okay.
But he's been on the show for like 8 years, so I mean.
Yeah, this is like. I don't know. It's new to her, but to me, it's just like, you know, just drinking sexy coffee, you know.
Yeah. What is it? What is in that? That's like a glass you would give like a 2-year-old.
I broke my coffee cup. This is not a sexy cup. Hopefully, you guys have a sexy coffee cup.
No.
It actually looks like the type of cup. Bob
Cup's going to look for a sexy coffee cup right now.
He stole it from Waffle House.
I was gonna say.
It might be. I might have been.
Is your sexy coffee cup hot?
I don't know, man. It's just not sexy this morning. I need a sexy coffee cup.
Tony, it's wonderful to meet you. You guys have quite a relationship going, it seems.
Yeah.
Now, you got high pitch, like it's not really a relationship, and you're pausing. That's what Charlie, that was my Insta read.
She's a lot nicer than that pig I brought in.
Oh, no, knock it off. Knock it off.
That's
she doesn't
mean.
Listen.
That's mean.
Well, I'm just saying, she's a sweetheart.
She
like,
was
that girl,
a captive. You kidnapped that girl.
That girl was really mean. This is like Miss Tony, like Tony Timberfake is a sweetheart.
I'm nice. I'm really nice. Yeah.
It sounds like you're married already.
No. We're
gonna be married.
No, we're taking it slow. We're taking it slow. We're just cool. We just kick it and have fun, and we enjoy each other's company.
You know? Why would you never be married?
Well, I'm not gonna get married anytime soon.
But you're like early 20s.
Yeah. Well, yes.
Now you said yes, like you were gonna correct him, but then you're like, I'm not gonna correct him. No. But it doesn't matter if you're 25 or 26. Like nobody cares.
Right. Yeah. No, I'm 25.
25.
Yes.
All right. Do you feel like he's an older man for you?
No. He don't really act like an older man.
No, I agree with that. That's a tight read, Tony. And did you guys meet in the Ameristar parking lot? Is that story accurate?
No. We can't talk about that today.
He actually wants
Why is that? Because Hollywood Casino sponsors
the
press
box? He actually has a confession to say.
Oh, here's a confession.
Yes, a Timber Faye confession.
Her family's listening, so I got to be 2.0, like 2.0 today. And it's my birthday, and she's here, so I got to be respectful. But I don't know. The
you guys have to make out?
Yeah.
Ameristar
thing.
Russ.
We when we hang out in normal places. And Ameristar was his drunk talk.
And it didn't happen.
Okay, it didn't happen.
It was hard for you to say, though. Wasn't
yeah,
it?
But I mean, I'm not saying that never happened,
guys,
but it happens in sexy
like
places.
Liar on
it
on
happen. It happens in sexy places, not trashy places.
Gotcha.
We will not be pursuing the Ameristar account now.
Yeah, definitely not.
Tony, I saw you post a message yesterday on Facebook, and it seemed like you were announcing like a breakup of some form.
Oh, no.
And so I immediately thought, oh, no, I guess you guys aren't going to be coming in a studio on Wednesday. But this was with another guy, so are you guys polyamorous?
What?
That was Snapchat.
Well, no, I saw it on Facebook.
Her ex-boyfriend's name's Snapchat because he lasts 10 seconds. So.
No.
That's not bad. I can get it 10 seconds.
I sent him that this morning. He likes to steal my...
material.
Yes, exactly.
She's got some good material.
I do. I have really good material. You guys want to feel it? I'm just kidding.
Doug?
Doug, wow.
Seamaster, are you like filming this entire interview on your phone? Is that what's going on? Oh, periscoping. Wow.
That still exists?
Is that going on? Is that on? Nicely done. Is that going on?
Where's my sexy coffee cup?
You're mad at the plow cup. Now, you see this text from Jennings Jr.?
Oh, man. We'll have to bring it on a Friday. He wants to see your feet, Tony.
Ew. He's a creep. Tell him to go away.
It's a mild fetish on his part.
it's so mild that we almost don't mention it.
The minute we heard her voice, I got a text. I looked down. It's Jay. Can we see the feet, please?
No, like tell him to go away. He will never see them.
Wow.
You're sensitive about your feet?
No, feet are not my thing. Like even if you have really cute feet, and a guy that likes feet is just a straight creeper.
Jennings is taking
I'm
shots.
I'm sorry, Jennings. I still love you, man.
No, I'm sorry. I mean, if you know, besides the feet thing, I mean.
You're up for anything outside of foot play.
Yeah, we can say that.
What if he just appreciates a nice foot, though?
And that's what it is, because some people, unfortunately, label it a fetish.
Yeah, wild. He can do his fetish on his own chicks.
But, like, about that Facebook post, like, if you want to go there, like, basically.
Well, no, I was asking because I thought you guys were breaking up, and I was looking forward to having you in studio.
She said
she was breaking up with somebody else, and I'm going, what kind of relationship you have, which is great.
He's just bugging her. That's why we had to block the loser from the, you know, he's not sexy. We had to get him off the fan page. We had to block him. You know, I run Sex Lewis, so it's like.
Yeah, you do.
You know, I'm like, get him out of here, you know. He bugs her, and, like, he messes with her and upsets her. They just got a relationship, and I just got out.
How long were you with this guy, Tony?
I was with him for, like, a year and a half.
That's a long time when you're 25.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we just broke up, like, a month ago.
Okay.
Like, a week before the so-called Ameristar episode.
Right,
which
we actually
met on Main Street. Well, we met, like, through Facebook.
We met at St. Charles Motorsports. Tell them that story.
I was Ryan Dungey's
wife. One of the motocross guys, like, wife. And I went in there. I'm like, man, I got to get this girl, man. Like, who is this? I was telling my friend, I'm like, who is this girl? And I see her on Facebook. We were at the same place. I'm like, oh, did you see me there? She's like, oh, yeah, I saw Mr. Sex Lewis there. Oh.
You said, Tony, I saw Mr. Sex Lewis there. Those are your words.
Not that, but.
No, actually, I said I don't remember seeing you. And then I was like, but we've been Facebook friends for like 4 years, and we've never even like
met.
Yeah, like he's never hit me up in the DM.
Never hit her.
No Yo Gotti on me.
I don't know what the hell that meant. What is it?
It's going down in the DM.
Charlie, did you know what that meant?
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
Mo knows that song is going down in the DM.
I know DM is a direct message. Yeah.
So that's what you meant.
And
all right,
you slide into people's DMs. Yes. It's like, hit me up so we can.
I'm not a Facebook creep. I keep it sexy on Facebook.
Now, I have to ask, and this is meant as a compliment, although I know it won't come off that way, because people ask me when they see Anna Marie with me, they go, "What the hell is she doing with you?" And I have to, in this situation, ask the same question of you.
Well, like I said, I am single. He's just my feature.
Wow.
Oh. He's your feature or future? Oh,
wow. He's my feature, not future.
And what does that mean, Tony? This is wonderful.
Well, I actually don't really know exactly what it means. It just sounds right. It was on a Lil Wayne song.
Charlie, do you know that was on a Lil Weezy song?
I didn't. So I'm guessing right now,
Ariana Grande.
Okay. He is her featured attraction for now.
Yes.
I'm the main show right now.
Yeah. That's cool. I like him. Like, we, like, have the best time together. Like, I ain't talking to nobody else. You know what I mean?
So
like,
you're monogamous.
Yeah, but like, I'm not gonna say.
Yeah.
We're like, you know.
Couple.
We're not Loveland. I mean, it's not
He's trying to be in Loveland.
I'm
That's
not
what
trying
I call
to be
it.
In Loveland. No.
Loveland.
Man, no,
why you want to settle down, Tipperfake?
No. I'm not trying to rush stuff. Like, I'm Sex Lewis, but it's like, I keep it sexy all the time. But it's like, you meet a nice girl, you just chill. Like, I'm just taking it day by day. Like, we have fun. We have fun in Sex Lewis. Like, we just have fun. We enjoy each other's company.
You couldn't be blamed for wanting to rush into this. She's a beautiful girl.
Yeah, but nice,
Doug. You're not ever going to do better than this.
I'm not rushing, though. Like,
no, but you should.
No, well, but I tell him don't, because I will.
She'll kill.
Oh.
I'll kill.
So for you, he's Mr. Right now. He's not Mr. Right.
That was good. I like it.
Yeah, Doug's very good, Tony.
Doug, that was nice. But I did hear Doug say that I cussed like a sailor.
It sounded like you did.
Yeah, we have an audio clip of you. You were unhappy with Tony. Was it
Doe?
Right.
Tony Doe.
Dow. He played Wally on Leave It to Beaver.
He did. You ever watch Leave It to Beaver? You kids ever sit back and watch Leave It to Beaver after a night out?
I've met Leave It to Beaver before.
You have. You met Jerry Mathers.
I have to post that photo on the.
You have a picture of you and Jerry Mathers.
Yeah, from like 10 years ago. I have to post on the page.
And I thought he was the real one.
You thought Timberfake was Jerry Mathers.
No. No, I thought Tony Doe was the real one.
Dow.
Good morning after a fan page.
F*** all the haters, and to all of our fans, we love you from the Timber Face.
You, Tony Doe, Dow.
Right there. There it was right there. It was audio proof. Now, what are you doing? You're yelling at the Periscope, Timber Face?
I'm asking if she could say, sir, can she say D-U-M-B-A-S-S?
You can say dumbass,
yes. Oh, dumbass is her favorite word. There you go.
I call everybody on the fan page a dumbass.
Why?
Do you hate the fan page? They love you.
I actually, but they don't love. They don't love at all. They like.
Let me go to it right now and see how it's going.
Yeah, go for it.
They are pretty critical of everybody.
Yeah, definitely.
They're really mean to Doug. They're really mean to me.
They're all grammar Nazis. All of them are grammar Nazis. And then
I hate grammar Nazis.
I hate too.
Look at you guys bonding.
I hate the grammar Nazis. And then my phone, or just like the heat of the moment, like when you're mad, you spell stuff wrong.
And you're sending it quickly.
You're sending stuff quick.
Where'd you go to high school? It's important for me to prejudge you.
Let us guess.
She's a country girl.
Country girl.
I not country day though.
Ew, what's that mean?
Right.
I probably should say. I have like Facebook stalkers, creepers, big time.
And that's just Timberfake.
We'll say that off air.
So I'll tell you that another day, but I am straight from a small town an hour away from St. Louis.
Which direction?
Nice, good question. That was going to be my question.
Stay down 55 south, headed towards farm.
Yeah, you're from Bloomsdale.
You're from Bloomsdale.
Yeah, Bloomsdale.
Bloomsdale. The rat in Bloomsdale.
Right, she's not really from Bloomsdale.
But we'll say she's. Notice that, Tony, because you pop up in my Facebook feed, and I see like there's like immediately like 100 guys in their 40s or 50s who like everything you post.
I know. It could be a picture of.
But how are you friends with these guys?
No.
Okay, so then how did they track you down? Okay, so and then how do they like
everybody on Facebook? A lot of people think it's
you friend them or
no? Oh no, God! I've never sent out a request unless like certain like major people,
like Doug.
Yeah, like Doug.
Major people.
Yeah.
Like, Here's what happens. A 45-year-old dude sees a good-looking woman's picture on Facebook. They have like 4 mutual friends. It pops up on your page, and all these dudes creepily friend her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I have a waiting list of like 840 right now.
Doug, how long is your waiting list?
I got
close to that.
It is.
You know.
But like, no, like for instance, like when we first met, funny. Like we had 121 maybe. Mutual friends, but like even guys on my page like creep her out and like add her, like, you know, try to like be snakes. Like,
yeah, like his friends, like timber and his snakes. Uncles and stuff.
Yeah, your uncles.
Even my uncles think she's hot. Yeah, they're like, man, what's going on here, man?
Like, your uncles are surprised she's with you, too.
No, man. Like, nobody's surprised.
I could
like,
probably even make, like, temper fake my my stepchild, you know, with his dad. I could marry his dad.
Oh, man. Dude, you guys know. You guys got to cut me some slack. You know, I'm like, come on, man. Like, you know, I'm sex Lewis. You know, I always gotten pretty ladies. Like, that's not.
Yeah, you really have. Next and I'll give you
thing.
That.
That's the thing. And that's what I'm wondering. Tony, is he hung? That's is he hung Lewis. Like Lexington Steel? Is he hung like Lexington Steel?
I don't know what that exactly means.
Is he large?
Oh, I wouldn't know.
No.
Oh. Uh oh.
Her family's listening.
I wouldn't know.
But if, like, are you being serious or not?
I mean, I
don't
heard.
You have children?
I heard.
Yes.
I heard.
Really? That's the reputation around town, and that explains the women?
No.
You don't have that reputation.
I don't know. I just have a sexy reputation. I'm sexy coffee. I'm sex Lewis. Yeah.
It's a bad
revolution.
Boy attitude. It's,
is that what it is?
Yeah. Like we're Bobby and Whitney, man.
The new Bobby and Whitney. My prerogative is was supposed to be played when you walked in.
Yeah, they
but
can play in a minute. Let me hear that in a second.
The middle of
oh my God.
Guys, at least she's hot. Hold on a second. This might get mean. I don't know. Just scroll down.
Oh, I love it.
Just put it this way. She's got to be PG on air today because her family's listening. You know, you got to be
successful.
No, you gotta be sex, like respectful, but I don't know. You just gotta be. You gotta be 2.0. So, yeah, there you go. Sexpectful. Yeah, that's the word. Yeah.
That was well done, Charlie.
Thank you.
It's an ad lib you can put on your resume reel. Can I get a picture of you guys? Because I'm getting angry texts about how come there's no picture up, even though. All right. 1, 2, 3. It's a great picture. And the sea monster's back over your left shoulder there, Tony.
Can I just say something real quick? Because I noticed this, and because Jay Jr. sent it in, I will say this. He's a foot guy. I'm not necessarily a foot guy at all, but I did happen to see it. You have some kind of some sexy type shoes on, correct?
I didn't even notice this.
Which
what's
I
going
think
on
Jay
here?
Jr. would be into.
Yeah.
There it is, timber fake. But she does not I like mean, her feet. You like your feet, but you don't like foot guys.
But listen, he made me, if you guys can see, I have about an inch of dirt.
You have an inch of darts?
Dirt on the bottom of my heel.
That's
he
hot.
Made me like aerate your guys's. Aerate or aerogate?
What Doug, Watergate.
I made her water. Timbergate.
He made me aerate your guys' front lawn with my heels.
That was a nice gesture on your part.
Yeah.
So well, you stomped around
parked,
the grass.
No, I parked right there, and we were trying to get like you know when celebs walk through the building, you try to get through the closest door. You know, I'm like.
Yeah, he was taking me in like doors that I knew were never going to be unlocked. But.
Do you have a Twitter handle? Are you on Twitter?
Oh God, no. That's from Playboy Miss Social, and I don't really.
I don't know what that means, Doug. What does that mean?
I don't know.
I was just gonna. It would probably gotten you some more followers. I don't know if you want them. You have an Instagram, right?
Yeah.
Do you want that?
Sure.
Okay. What? About Facebook.
No, she's got to just cut this creeper off. That was I don't know.
What? Which one?
Joe Pro.
Which one? Oh.
I don't know what's going on again. Doug, I know producer Joe, and I doubt he's doing anything. You know producer Joe, don't you?
Yeah, I know producer Joe too well. I don't like that Kevin Lorenz on the fan page at all. That guy sucks.
Kevin Lorenz?
Mike Lorenz, I meant. Mike Lorenz is a dumbass.
Oh, well, now why are you mad? He's a good guy.
Well, he threatens me on there, so I...
Leave people.
Okay.
Maybe he could be the next guy you fight.
I'm sorry, Mike Lorenz, but maybe we could be boxing buddies.
What are you trying to say?
I'm saying I'll put the strap on the line. Maybe let me see him in person.
Wow.
Let me look at his face.
Wow, Doug, the Barnhart brawler against Timberfake.
He heats me up, man.
You're about the same size.
Well, then let's do it. Let's do the damn thing.
There's your opponent,
the Barnhart brawler. God, that would be tough for conservatives when they cheer for the Barnhart brawler at Timberfake.
Yeah, I'm Trump all the way, baby.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tony, how do you feel about this presidential election? What are your thoughts? Give me maybe a minute and a half.
I mean, I honestly don't care because every president, every year, like nothing's ever changed anyways. You know, like everything just stays the same. So I really don't care.
Yeah.
But.
Need the press.
I guess I would vote for Donald Trump.
Yeah.
He's pretty funny. Like he says that I would.
Oh, you can't say the S word. You can't say the S word. I told you boys to be on the dump button and you were all over it.
Hey, you gotta stop saying that.
Stop. No.
Oh, man. I told him.
No. We can't. We just can't. Mike Lee is on the phone.
It's weird rules.
Mike Lee.
You can say ass, but not the S word.
Yeah, no, it's a weird deal. I don't know what that is.
How can she hear sexy Mike Lee?
Put the headphones on. This isn't exactly surgery.
Hey, Tim.
Yes, Mike. What's going on? Tony's in studio with Timberfake, who's putting the headphone jack.
Hi, Tony.
Hold on a second. The sea monster's coming over. Doug, there are more people between my legs.
Hey, Tim.
Yeah. See?
Yes, Mike.
You should tell her about that new picture, the girl kissed me.
You can talk to Tony directly. She's listening.
Yeah, there's a new picture. The girl kissed me.
There's a new picture and a girl kissed him. It's kind of two thoughts in one sentence. It's wonderful.
You saw, right, Tim?
Yeah. Can you hear now, Tony?
No.
Perfect. Here, you want to
put
take
my here.
Hold on if I can't. Doug's on it. Hold on. So we got an audio situation. Keep talking about the picture. Oh, you got it now.
Yes.
All right. Now you're talking to Tony. Tony, say hello to Mike.
Hey, Mike.
There you go.
Hi. You should see a new picture. The girl kissed me.
The girl kissed you?
Yeah, the new one. That's Jim sold to you.
Oh, okay.
I'll show you the picture, Tony.
Perfect. Yes, I love seeing the last kiss.
Mike's the man.
Every time
Shout
I go, everybody know my name.
Oh well, you're Mike Lee. I'm Tony Lee. So maybe people will think we're married.
But you guys are not related.
No, I don't think so.
I think it's possible, but no.
I met you before.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Where did we meet at? I don't remember.
I think the radio station, the old one.
Now, this is the first time Tony's been into the station, as far as I know. Have you ever been in here before, Tony?
No.
I've been to that radio station before, too.
Very nice. Mike, do you have any questions for Tony outside of these fascinating anecdotes?
Hey, Doc.
Yeah?
You need to change that diaper.
Pot him down! Pot him down! Pot him down.
Pot him down, Mike. Hey, you're Mike, man. Why are you so mean to Doug, Mike?
He's gone.
Mike Lee
when
has
Doug
been.
When Doug pots him down, they're gone.
Mike Lee has been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time, and his name is going into the Llewellyn's handsome leather-bound suspension logule. You know what the special of the day is today?
What do we have today at Llewellyn's?
It's the veggie. If you order the veggie, you'll be automatically entered into the prize packages, where you may be able to take a trip to spring training with us. And just the fact that he got suspended already puts his name in the hopper.
And Timberfake, you're going to the AVNs.
I'm definitely bringing Tony.
Tony, you're going to the AVNs.
Can she go with us?
I was unaware of that.
You were unaware? Would you like to go to the AVNs?
I have to check the schedule. But I'm a busy woman.
She can plan ahead for now.
It is about 8 months away. Are you busy in January?
For how many days?
What do you think, 3 days maybe?
Yeah, 3 days is fine. We can even go for two. As long as she goes, it'll be Sex Lewis and Sex Vegas.
Yeah, definitely. That'd be awesome.
So you're in. Have you ever been to the AVNs?
No, I've never been to Vegas either, but I always want
really?
To.
Really? Is that right?
It's like, I feel like it's my city. Like, I feel like I was meant to be there.
That's right.
No, that's what the last girl I brought in here said, and believe me, she wasn't meant for it.
Easy.
Yeah, what? Kat, he can't say the S word.
I said
it again?
I said she wasn't meant for it.
She did.
You guys, help me. I'm scared.
Don't, there's nothing to be scared of.
I'm scared.
Doug's just
See,
he might be glamorously
like
handsome, but he's just a guy. When it gets down to it, he's just a guy.
Okay.
All right.
I'm sorry.
There's no need to weep. I don't weep. Everything's fine. We caught it. We just need to be careful with the S word.
Yeah, you can say dumbass. You just can't
perfect.
Say it.
Well, maybe you shouldn't say it too many times.
Hell of it.
Yeah.
Are you Snapchatting while we're doing this, Timberfake?
Yeah, I got to let all the fans know.
And what's your Snapchat name?
It's @ old Dirty Shirt 22.
You're playing something on your phone.
Old Dirty
You're
Shirt 22.
Radio now. Put down the phone.
Old Dirty Shirt 22.
Tony, are you on Snapchat?
Yes, I am.
What's your handle?
My name. Oh.
What? Yeah, your name on Snapchat.
It is.
Is that a question?
You said handle. I
Right. Well, it's your Snapchat ID, your name on Snapchat.
It's just Tony Lee, and then 7:30, my birthday.
7:30.
Yeah.
And you'll be 26th on July 30th.
Yes, sir.
There it is.
Coming up.
Yeah. Well, Larry Nickel puts on the final four numbers of his Social Security number. We don't advise that, just for the record. So what are you guys doing for the birthday here?
Actually, we're going to – she's such a sweetheart. She got me – we're headed to the point after this. She got me four tickets to – check this out. Glass Animals. She got me tickets to Glass Animals, Rob Zombie, Coldplay, and 21 Pilots. Like, how much of a sweetheart?
Wow.
How'd you do that?
Look at you, Tony.
Well,
get close to the mic there, but don't cuss.
Well, right. I was March Eye Candy, so I pulled some strings there.
You were March Eye Candy.
Yeah, for 1057thepoint.com. That was my commercial. Yeah,
she pulled some strings for the play, baby, for his birthday. For
look
sure.
at you. Look
yeah,
at you.
A sweetheart.
Huh. So is it, but that those shows aren't today, right? Or are they today?
No, they're not. They're just throughout
So what
the
are you doing throughout the day? Are you off work today, Tony?
Yeah.
Okay.
I took a vacation day.
You took a vacation day.
Yep.
Timber Fake, are you off work today?
I'm with Tony, yes. I'm off work. I make my own sex rules. I make sex, Lewis. I do what I want. I work for you, McKernan.
It's not on the payroll officially, but...
not yet.
So what are you guys going to do today?
Maybe get a sexy bite to eat, you know, have some sexy wine. And then, I don't know, we're going to... Then tomorrow... I got to go out with my mom tonight, and I don't think she's going to... ready to meet mom yet, so...
You guys aren't at that point to meet parents?
I don't know. Like, she would like my mom, because they would both probably just get... stone to go. Oh, I can't
yeah,
say that.
What?
I don't know, but no, I didn't. But no, like I don't know.
Stone.
So Tony, I asked.
You mean like what?
You said you took a vacation.
Notice the plow shark immediately walked in, right?
Yeah, when they yeah. Plow sharks. Plow shark. Plow Weezy. What's up, my man?
So what's Tony, up, you man? Said you took a vacation day. What do you do?
Oh, well, I am in sales.
She keeps it sexy. That's all, you know.
Yeah, I keep it sexy in sales.
That's cool. What do you sell?
That's our motto back in the sales department.
I sell ads and stuff online.
Very
or,
cool.
Website.
Yeah, get close to the microphone.
There's only one here in St. Louis, so I'll keep that quiet also so I don't have creepers outside my work.
You think guys would show up at your work?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I have to keep, like, I can't say I live where I live. I can't say anything because I have people, like, really, like.
She has guys sending her weird stuff
like
to her
crazy,
door.
Like,
it's I like have, Doug.
So they find out, some find out where I live. Like, I don't know how, but I've gotten Skechers, which I hate.
Now, what does that mean? The shoes?
Yeah, size 7, which is.
That was from Jay again.
It says my shoe size is 7 on my modeling page because, like, it has, like your stats and all that stuff. And so somehow they sent me like Skechers.
Okay.
Are they step ups? Are they step ups?
Good question.
No, they're not even like where, like I wouldn't wear Skechers anyway.
They're supposed to help build your calves because you're like stepping and it's like a workout.
Yeah, I don't need.
Joe Montana.
You should see her Facebook inbox sometime, McKernan. I mean, you could.
What goes on?
It would be it's the funniest.
So what, guys hit on you? Is that what goes on? Or they ask you out? Or they just tell you how beautiful you are? That kind
of
game?
I mean, it's all of the above. They send pictures. They send videos. They send...
The gentlemen send pictures of their weens.
Yeah.
Do they really?
Videos
of their weens.
Oh, yeah. Just straight getting it.
Would that ever work for any girl?
No.
If they got a picture like that, would they go, okay, you got me. I'm yours.
Nope. And then like they'll be like, oh, like I got a picture of a chicken and a guy.
Be careful what you say.
I'm not going to say it.
Yeah, the bestiality thing I think is frowned upon by the FCC, but
no,
I got to check.
No, I thought it was.
It shouldn't be, though.
But I got it
Thank
sent,
you, Charlie.
But I got it
Good
sent
for you.
To me. You know what I mean? Like, just weird stuff.
A chicken.
Yeah.
And you think that's weird?
Well, it was like a Thanksgiving chicken, you know? Like,
Thanksgiving turkey. Those
clip
are turkeys.
That off, and we'll be playing it in 2040.
What?
The old Thanksgiving chicken.
Yeah, it was. It was, like, not cooked, though.
Like it was a raw Thanksgiving chicken.
Yeah.
I'm glad. Like, can you believe she's actually here, Mac, ma'am?
It's a pleasure to meet her. She really is. She's obviously beautiful, but she's a cool girl, and it seems like you guys are happy.
Yeah, we have really fun together.
I don't know how you do it, Timber Fake. I don't know.
That's why I asked the
question. What is it about him that makes him so successful with the ladies?
I don't know.
I mean,
the hair,
like, I'm a good-looking dude, man.
I like his nose ring that everybody hates.
And I can't even see it from this side. You got the left nostril.
Don't go too far up.
And what, don't you have a Paul Stanley tattoo?
Yeah,
you like that?
Man, I do.
Is that a turn on for you?
No, I don't like the tattoos at all.
Doug, give a picture of any members of Kiss on your body anymore?
I have none. No.
Oh, see?
I was going to get
freely on
Gene
your left
Simmons for a while.
Who's the guy with the tattoo? That's me.
Tony, do you have any tattoos yourself?
Yeah.
Where?
Oh, do you really want to know?
Yes.
I'm just kidding. I have like a stupid, can I say that?
Stupid?
Stupid is fine.
That's how we're going to describe the segment, yeah. So yes.
You guys are scaring me. Okay.
Doug's intimidating.
Not the first time.
So like I have one on the back of my neck that says Brooklyn, and then I have a little.
Are you born in Brooklyn?
No.
Well, then why would you have it?
She loves the Brooklyn Nets.
Well, because I have a daughter named Brooklyn.
Oh, no.
Oh,
really?
Okay. Yes. Well, that makes sense.
How old's your daughter?
8.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, don't hate, because when I'm 35...
It's all
who's what is this? Another Snapchat, or are you doing something with me? Not you, Tony. Tim, thank you. Now I'm on.
How many kiddos do you have?
I have 2.
8 and how old's the other one?
8 and 3.
8 and 3. Do you have a tattoo of the name of the other one? You have to, or else that's gonna be favoritism.
I don't.
And what's that about? You don't like the 3-year-old?
Well, because I think I'm gonna get them removed.
No, really?
Because I don't like them. They look trashy.
Let me see. I'll be the judge of that.
Got me all the headphones set up.
Well, you just take the headphones off. Okay, it's a simple process. I can't see
that.
And
then you're going to see my roots that the one mic guy is
I'm bald as the day I was born.
The roots.
The roots.
That's a good test.
Seed 2.0. Yeah, I don't think that's bad.
That's Brooklyn. And then I have a little tramp stamp that...
I have a tramp stamp too, so don't worry about
it. I can't show you because I can't get to it. I'd have to lift up my skirt.
Doug, help her out.
I noticed that people are just magically appearing around the studio. You should watch.
Really?
That works.
The window cleaners are here.
Yeah, they are. What a coincidence. The first time I've seen the windows clean in 4 months. Tony, what's on the tramp stamp? Some Chinese characters?
Oh, it's like stupid. Like, yeah, it's like the tribal with the butterfly.
Really? And you got that done like in 2006?
Yeah. Wow, you just nailed that.
No, I do research. And what I'd say you're a 32B?
Never had that question asked before.
That giggle response.
Yeah, it's a tight, what they call a tight reach.
Well, my bra is padded.
Now there's a lot going on and I don't know what it is.
Okay, yeah, like it's a small, like small.
No, she's got they're good. They're nice.
Hey!
Boobs.
Hey, knock it off!
Oh, I didn't. That's not a bad word.
Like you pause. And that's
well,
what
I don't
came
think
out.
You can say that.
I am dying. Like that is the. Funny.
It is weird you can't say that.
I know. I think you can actually, but I just try to. I try to protect you guys for television.
I think it's a word.
Yeah,
these
guys
I
are actually legit,
word.
Legit like sex Lewis celebrities on the news. Especially Doug. He's a Hall of Famer.
Doug's a Hall of Famer. Tony, you're sitting next to a Hall of Famer. Wow. Maybe that's why you're nervous.
Yeah. No, that's why I'm like, who
no,
I?
Because Tony only watches
another Snapchat's being filmed as we speak. It's the third one.
Wow, he's a Snapchatting, like, queen.
Now, Tony, do you allow Sex Lewis Timberfake to babysit your kids?
Oh, no, he's not going to ever meet my children.
That sounds like this is a long-term plan.
Why would you say that?
Well, because nobody meets my children.
Even a significant other?
Well, like, okay, I had a bad experience. I let one person meet my children, okay? Uh-huh. And it ended bad.
Because of the kids?
No, like, he just, abandoned. Like, he just up and left. And then I
was it the father?
No, like, the father was, like...
It was a douchebag she just got a relationship with.
Okay.
But, like, the father, like, I was with when I was, like, 14, all the way up to 22,
all right.
Whatever.
Does he still live in the area?
No, Florida.
Okay.
Gone. I don't even talk to him. He don't see kids, nothing.
Okay.
So... I'm a single mom, you know. I met this new guy. I actually let him in. It took a while for him to meet my kids.
How long did you wait?
Like 6 months.
All right. It's a long time.
Yeah. And, you know, because I did a lot of promotional, like, modeling and stuff down in St. Louis. So, like, I was really busy anyways. So, yeah, I let him in there, and then he kind of just ruined that for me. I'm not going to do it to my kids again. So, I mean, maybe in the future, you know, who knows?
Timberfake, would you like to meet Brooklyn and Anonymous?
I mean...
Dominant.
Like I said, down the line, if it's right, then yeah. But right now, like, you know, I respect what she's been through and, you know.
Look at you. Sex. You're like a well-kept man right now.
I'm 2.0, man. I wish the cat was here to see it.
That's a shot at me.
Oh, I'm sure he was on Periscope.
Oh, no, I love Low. I love Low and the flow. It's not. I wish all four of you could be here every time Sex Lewis is in studio, you know.
Barnhart Brawler just emailed me. You can see this, so you see it's real.
Yeah.
Tim, if the show pays for my Evolve personal fitness training
to
whip me into shape, I'll consider stepping into the squared circle.
Do
good, avoid evil. Barnhart Brawler is
like,
throwing it down.
Look,
he's agreeing
yeah,
about when
him,
you get
like,
in the ring.
I'm the dude that I run Sex Lewis. I am Sex Lewis. This dude's trying to like already try to get the money. Like I'm the money man. I'm the John
Stamos.
Yeah, but
you're the one that went after him,
no,
and you said he ought to get in the ring, and now he's saying he will, and you're backing down.
I'm not backing down. Bring it on. But look at him already trying to like capitalize off me. It's like
he just wants to work out.
Well,
fake.
He can
think
work
about
out.
This.
We'll see him in person.
Fake, you said you're a Trump guy.
Yeah.
Barnhart Brawler is
he's as left as
liberal
it gets.
As right. The day is long. He's a Bernie guy. I mean, we could sell this right during election season.
Right. Yeah. Oh my God. Oh, Charlie.
It's Democrats versus Republicans. It's the Barnhart Brawler versus.
I think he's a Bernie. Bernie guy. Yeah.
But Bernie's
whatever.
Out,
Bernie's
thought.
Done.
Yeah, I think you might write him in.
So that kind of calls that one.
This guy's
gonna
be done once he gets in the ring with me.
So you're in.
I'm in. I need
wow,
to
we have a wow. Sign the contract.
I need to know how, you know, I got to see him and meet him and look at, you know, mean mug him and stuff.
I'll
and
say this.
Him down,
I met Barnhart Brawler.
He's
at
a great
golf
American.
Event, and I feel like, just from what I remember, it seems like a fair fight size wise. In all seriousness.
Yeah, he might have you by 10 pounds.
I'm not backing down from anybody. Let's get the sex show going again.
Wow, wow, wow. Tony, have you ever been with a woman?
Ah, that was not related.
It's a segue.
Oh, no. Mm-mm.
Okay, so that's a yes, but your parents are listening, so you don't want to say anything. Got it. That'll do it. All right. Charlie, I know you had a bunch of questions you wanted to ask.
Not really.
Wow.
What? I mean, should I have more?
I'm just kidding. Well,
I'm curious, are you going to be at the wiffle ball tournament?
Wiffle ball.
She doesn't know wiffle ball. Tucker,
that's
she
the
might
second
come.
Stroke we've had on the show today.
I have to say something about that. I'm playing. Hey, the money man.
You're on a team.
The money man, John Stamos, St. Louis, Sex Lewis is playing on Deke Dodum's team.
You're
Justin
on.
Shapiro. Yep.
People are just going to be throwing your head
What's
all
up?
Day.
We're going to win the thing.
Did you not know what wiffle ball is?
No, I actually do not know what wiffle ball is.
It's like a plastic baseball.
Okay, what do you
And you hit it with a plastic bat. It's what little kids play with you.
It's like
kind of a form of baseball.
Baseball.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
So a group of 30-something men will be at Francis Park on Saturday doing it, and I was under the impression, I thought we texted and you guys were coming.
Well, I didn't know that.
You have to text me, too.
Oh, I have to text you.
I might have been drinking too much Fireball that night. I don't know.
Yeah, Fireball.
No, this was like at noon yesterday.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't get that text yesterday. I did not get that text.
You responded.
Oh.
Well, then he did.
I don't know. I wasn't drinking yesterday.
Why not?
He's on one every day.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I drink once a week, twice a week
oh
if I go
God,
out.
Are we gonna fight on air?
Seems like there's tension.
Yeah.
You guys seem to have a very good, fun-loving vibe, though.
You do.
In all seriousness,
we do. It's very sexy. Very I don't know.
Is it cool. Because it's in the early stages, though? Sometimes
it's a great question,
that,
Charlie. See, I knew you had a lot of questions.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, we would be sick of each other. I mean, we literally talk all day, every day. Like, it's just nonstop. I mean, no, I'm not.
Like, we say the stupidest stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
no, I don't believe that.
No, like, we make each other laugh.
She literally is. She's the jam.
I don't understand.
She's the jam. Like, the jam. Like, a good song.
Oh, like, intellectual things are my jam.
Like, no, like, say that's a cool song on the radio. Like, that's the jam. She's the jam.
I got a question here from the listeners. They're texting in. Tony, are you interested in a three-way with me and Doug? If not, it's okay. I'll just get with Doug. Thanks. It's from the Sad Panda.
Oh, yeah. You can go ahead and just have Doug if he's down.
You know what? I'm going to suspend him. Sad Tony. Panda has been suspended.
Tony.
He's been suspended.
Low with the flow's got a hair.
2 days.
Got a question for you. Not,
thanks, Llewellyn.
When you see Doug, do you not see him as a very attractive older gentleman?
Yes. Of course.
Most of us do. Well,
that's why I friended him on Facebook. He's one of the maybe 10 I've ever did.
Wow. Doug.
Women
Doug.
Can't help themselves. I think we know that.
Yeah, I couldn't resist. Yeah.
Wow. Look at you. Timberfake, does that make you jealous? Doug is cucking you right now on the radio.
Doug's Sex Lewis too. He's, you know.
Doug, you're part of Sex Lewis. And we're forming a business, and I own 70%?
I didn't say sex. Well,
it's saying, in the text again. Once again,
I thought I said 60. Well, we'll figure that out. That's not a bad.
And what is our business
going
to
do? How about 65?
I don't know. We're going to, I don't know. We just, we'll talk. I don't know, man. Like, I think a reality show would really move with us.
Tony, would you do a reality?
I do too.
I honestly would. I'm not saying, like. Like, we literally are like a St. Louis. We literally are like a St. Louis power couple.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
Okay,
well. Would you be on a reality show? Like, if we filmed a reality show, if I did this?
Because
I'm serious, I would do it. I got to figure out how I would monetize it. That's always the name of the game. But I think following you guys around and filming it with a couple of cameras, people would watch. I just got to make sure I can monetize
it. Yeah, like, if you guys can ever follow me home.
I don't understand.
Like, you guys can't follow me home.
Oh. Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, I'm fine with
no.
that.
Right.
I'm not interested in showing your address.
It's not like... No.
Right. No. Like, you guys...
It's going to be... No.
You would go to... Look at the plow shark. He's really enjoying the segment. I think he's higher than F.
Oh.
He's like...
Plow, Weezy, you're stoned right now?
Oh, absolutely, buddy. I just on that...
I love it, man. I'll tell you something off air.
Hey, meet us in the Acura. Sir.
Oh, cool. I'll be on my Lumina. Okay. But, Tim, on this...
any Fireball?
I'm just kidding.
On this reality show...
Could you please, for just one moment, the man's asking questions. Yeah.
I would like to be involved in this reality TV show. Maybe I can be a moderator or something like that. Camera guy. I would like to be involved.
He could be the Chris Harrison of the program.
Oh, I love right. Plow Weezy. Yeah. He could do whatever he wants on there.
All right.
Yeah.
So, Tony, you're up for this show.
Yeah.
Like, we'd follow you guys out for a night. Where do you guys go out when you get booed?
We go everywhere. Like, last week we went to the Grove. You know, you saw the sign.
Make St. Louis gay again.
Yeah, yeah. I love the gays.
One drink at a time.
I love the gays.
One drink at a time.
Timberfick loves the gays, so. Yeah, number one play, baby. I mean, no, I don't. They're cool. I mean, I don't, you know.
And, Tony, have you ever been with a woman?
You asked me that.
I know, but a different line of question.
I don't think he did.
I didn't hear it. I was under an overpass. So the reality show is on. You've been with a woman, and you guys seem like you're madly in love, and I think this is wonderful. I've never seen you like this, Timberfake.
Mm-hmm. I know.
I don't know.
I don't know. Right now, I'm on cloud nine.
Listen,
I mean, I am.
I'm a relationship
expert. I'm a very lucky guy right now.
I don't know if they're in love, but they're surely in lust.
Wow.
I mean, you look at body language. Wow. She can't keep her hands off him. You can tell right now they're in the early stages where the physicality is just, it's immense.
It's like that stage in the relationship where, like, banging, like, three times a day.
When I sit next to somebody and I'm laughing and talking, I seem to put my hands on.
You haven't touched Doug yet.
Oh, but look, when I'm faced this way, because the microphone's like this, I'm like,
she's all getting hot and bothered. It's okay.
I am hot and bothered, though.
So you guys are going to go have a session, the Plowboys Lumina?
No.
No, not that kind of sesh.
No.
Well, happy birthday to you, Tony. It was
Thank
a pleasure
you guys. It was a
to
pleasure
meet you.
Coming in.
Yes,
and
keep St. Louis sexy.
And Doug, we're going to keep St. Louis sexy.
Sounds like
with
it.
With this Timberfake reality show. And there actually are people. Stephen Wilder said he would like to invest in this reality show.
I'm telling you, it's going to be huge. Like Donald Trump says, it's going to be sex, Louis. It's going to be sex revolution. It's going to be sexy time. It's going to be sex everything.
I
sex
last
ad.
Last weekend, he was chasing me down Marsh Ave.
No, she got drunk and was
this a domestic dispute or was this just
she was drunk and like was out of like just man, like I don't know.
He was chasing me though.
She was running around Warsh Ave like a nut.
My heels.
So we need to have our photographers be in shape. But other than that, it seems like this project's a go. Tony Timberfake, thank you so much for coming
guys.
In.
Can't wait for the Wiffle Ball tournament. Come out and see me and Deke Dotem, Dustin Shapiro.
But Tony will not be there.
She will be there. Yeah, she'll be there. She'll be there.
Wait, is there Cardinals players there with real bats?
No, I believe, Doug, they're going to be in Seattle, so you can be there and watch us. It's going to be like 40-year-old guys with wiffle ball bats. It's very hot.
Trying to upgrade maybe from Timberfake.
I know, that was a tight read.
He gets really self-conscious about those.
About what? About Cardinals?
About Cardinals players and Blues players.
I've pulled the same kind of girls they do. Sex Lewis's show.
He just thinks like I'm trying to bang every one of them.
Are you?
No. I mean, me and Blues player, like...
Yeah, she turned a Blues player down.
Which one?
I didn't turn him down.
Patrick Barglund
at the wheelhouse.
For everybody's sake, I hope he is a single man.
You got into a fight.
Yeah. This is a long time ago.
This is the best of CBS Sports 105.7 HD2 FM 920 AM and InsideSTL.com.